It's an L-3 plane, which is the memorial's tribute to all forces who participated by air in the D-Day landing. It was not actually used on D-Day itself.
So it actually flew after we had established a beachhead in support of the invasion, the movement inland.
Martin Leamy is the memorial's director of facilities. He says these planes were used mainly for reconnaissance and artillery spotting. Liberty University's School of Aeronautics is dismantling and moving it, and students will restore it by next spring, in time for next year's 75th anniversary of the invasion.
Given the age of the D-Day veterans, we see this as the last big gathering of those veterans, and we want to ensure that our site is as presentable as it can be for them.
And the Liberty Aeronautics students get hands-on lessons in restoring vintage aircraft. Evan Jones, WFIR News.